and by this time next year, you will have a son. There was a long silence, and then a voice from heaven said, Rabbi, it was not my will for this couple to have children, but because you promised, I will give them a son. But you will have no place in the life that is to come. There was a silence, and then the rabbi began to dance. And as he danced, the woman said, Rabbi, why are you dancing? The voice just said, you have no place in the life that is to come. And the rabbi, with tears running down his face, said, you don't understand. All my life, I loved the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might, because I wanted to go to heaven. Now I can love him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might, just because he's God. Poor theology, but a phenomenal story. And it captures the heart of the biblical text as an Easterner would understand it. That God is God. And the passion to love God and to serve him and to seek to obey him and to walk with him is a passion not just to get me what I want, but just because he's God. I want to be there. Oh, I beg God often, help me to love you because you're you. Pray with me a moment. Father, with that story, which I doubt is true, ringing in our minds, that parable, teach us tonight from the lessons we take from the land where you put the text. Teach us tonight how to love you more passionately, more obediently, because you are God. In Messiah Jesus' name, amen. All right, last week I tried to build a foundation of reading the Bible text through a different window than what we do sometimes in the West. Suggested assignment, it's on the website. I'll show you the website in just a minute. Some Bible reading for next time. I'll put this up at the end again. I got here a little bit late tonight, so it wasn't up very long at the beginning. I'm asking you to repeat Deuteronomy 6, 8, and 11, Matthew 3 and 4, Mark 1, Luke 3 and 4, Isaiah 40, and John 13. There's a handout on the web if you'd like to read that that fits into some of the things we talk about that I won't have time to get into tonight. It's called The Joy of Living Water. And I encourage you to memorize so you can recite Isaiah 40, 1 to 5. If you'd like to do some preparation, I think it will enrich what I hope to teach you, God willing, next week. Here's the website, followtherabbi.com. Either print it out or get someone who has access to print it out. Please feel free to use that material in whatever way you feel you best could. I'd like to talk to you tonight under the subject God's land. Now, I have the same problem. I said this afternoon to the people that were around, I said, you know, going there tonight, I feel a little bit like a mosquito in a nudist camp. I know what I have to do, but I don't know where to start. My wife said, don't say that to them. I said, I won't. Anyway, I have so much I'd like to share with you. It's a whole experience. But again, like last week, what I hope it does is to create a paradigm that helps you to begin to look at the text, not only for those precious meanings and teachings that have always been so deep in your heart, but for some additional teachings and meanings that may enrich you even more. So come with me. Real quick, a map lesson tonight. The land that we call the Promised Land really is made up of two parts. There's the upper part that's yellow, which really, I suppose, you call Israel, the state of Israel today, for example. The main road ran right through it. I haven't time to talk about that so much tonight. That was called the Via Maris. This is the part I want to look at tonight. About 70% of the Promised Land looks like what you're going to see and is called the desert. Now, quick review again. We had this last time, I think, just briefly, but let me show you a little bit. Interesting setting of the Old Testament story. The Jews believe that their roots are in the desert. They're desert people. Abraham, their father, was a desert man. Moses, the founder of their faith, was a desert man. They were 40 years in the desert becoming a people. David, who was their political organizer in a way, spent time in the desert both as a shepherd and running away from Saul. I would add to that, in the Christian context, Jesus came and he spent time in the desert. The desert seems to be the place where God's people are rooted. Now, the rabbis, in all the richness of the teaching, noted something in the biblical text. The Bible calls Egypt